I think that's not in question. I mean, if you look at the numbers, it's clearly a good demand environment. And what we're hearing overseas is they want more of what we're producing there as well. You know, and certainly the issues in China and their need for available protein is helping that. You know, we were up 300% into the Chinese market last year. That's obviously a benefit of that phase one China deal that's finally starting to take hold. But, you know, look at some of those existing markets like South Korea that overtook Japan in the last few quarters. It's not a function of Japan slacking off. We've been excelling there and increasing our share there as well. So, you know, no matter where we look, there's interest in our product. I mean, this is a great time to be producing beef. You know, and if you follow social media, the enthusiasm around things like barbecue, around steak, brisket, those are dominant themes out there right now in food culture. So we have to solve this issue of getting our producers paid for fueling that pipeline of interest that we're seeing around the world.